This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, May 7th. God's word for you today is concentrate. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 to 18. And it says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." What is the difference between repercussion and punishment? Simply put, repercussion means if you sow corn, you will reap corn. Punishment is a different thing entirely. Isaiah 24 verse 5 and 19 says, "The earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted God's instructions, violated his laws, and broken his everlasting covenant." The earth has broken up. It has utterly collapsed. It is violently shaken. This describes what we have today. The earth is broken down in utter collapse with confusion everywhere. But this is not the end of the story, not at all. 1 Peter 4 verse 12 says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised or shocked that you are going through testing that is like walking through fire. God is saying it will come to pass." 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 to 9 and 14 says, "We often suffer, but we are not crushed. Even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. In times of trouble, God is with us. And when we are knocked down, we get up again, because we know that God raised the Lord Jesus to life. And just as God raised Jesus, he will also raise us to life. Then he will bring us into his presence together with you. Again, I say to you, this is not the end of the story. No, this is just Act 1, Scene 1. We are about to enter Act 2, Scene 2 of the story. God is going to take the glory of this mess in the name of Jesus. By the time you learn the lessons God wants you to learn, by the time this season is over, the glory that will be revealed will be so awesome. You will look back and you will be grateful to God. That is if you align with God. That is what the word of God says. So we focus not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. What is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. The first thing we must remember is that this will pass. The second thing is, remember to focus on what is unchanging. Remember to focus on the things that cannot be changed. Note that, firstly, God sees everything you are going through. That cannot be changed. God sees everything I am going through. That cannot be changed. Secondly, God cares about every single thing that we are going through. That cannot change. Not only does God see you, but he also cares about you. And that is unchangeable. When you get messages that attempt to put fear into you, remember to focus on the things that are unchangeable. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.